Congress races to beat the end of fiscal 2010. Another shuttle vendor gets a contract extension. And if there's any money left over, spend it. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. We've made it through another quarter. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, September 30th, 2010. Today is the last day of the U.S. federal fiscal year, and Reuters reports that unless the U.S. House and Senate can agree quickly on terms of a new authorization bill for NASA, 1,222 of the agency's employees in Florida, Texas, and Alabama will be laid off tomorrow, and another 350 workers at shuttle program contractors. The Senate's solution is to force another shuttle mission to be added to the schedule next summer, with the goal of shortening the gap during which the U.S. would be dependent on Russian Soyuz capsules for crew transport to the International Space Station. But that bill includes no provision to pay for the extension of the shuttle program. The Senate version would also direct NASA to develop a new heavy-lift rocket by 2016 in an attempt to preserve 2,000 jobs which would otherwise be lost through retirement of the shuttle program. House Science and Technology Committee Chairman Bart Gordon has issued a statement on the committee's website, critical of, quote, an unfunded mandate to keep the shuttle program going through the remainder of fiscal year 2011, even after the shuttle is retired, at a cost of $500 million or more, without clarifying where the funds will come from, all but ensuring that other important NASA programs will be cannibalized, unquote. He adds that the committee will consider what he calls a flawed bill, quote, for the sake of providing certainty, stability, and clarity to the NASA workforce and larger space community, unquote. Because the schedule for the last two shuttle missions slipped into the next fiscal year, some contracts required to operate it have already been extended. The latest is NASA's contract with Lockheed Martin for International Space Station cargo mission services. That contract dates back to November of 2003 and has now been extended another 6 months. The total value now stands at $405 million since it started. The FAA has been dispensing stimulus funds to shovel-ready airport improvement projects. And as might be expected during a recession, construction costs have come in lower than estimated. The result is that out of $1.3 billion made available, the FAA has wound up with some left over. Earlier this month, the FAA announced it would fund five additional projects to use up $9 million of the leftover dollars. Now, three more have been added, totaling $2.5 million. They include $1.2 million for pavement rehabilitation at Lawrence, Massachusetts Municipal, $1 million for ongoing construction and paving of the new international terminal apron at Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta, and $379,000 for a new roof and other rehab on the terminal at Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport in Santa Rosa, California. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says of the surplus, quote, with these additional Recovery Act dollars, we can provide a bigger boost to economic growth while we modernize more of our nation's airports, unquote. Up next on ANN, the Southwest AirTran merger gets antitrust attention in Ohio. Unions say they'll study the merger carefully. And Garmin's HTOS gets an STC. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through control. Cirrus has completely reinvented the personal aircraft and the entire experience of owning a personal aircraft. It's a bold new take on private aviation that we call Cirrus Flying 2.0. You set the schedule. You chart the course. You're in control.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 30th. I'm Paul Platt. Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray is promising to open a preliminary review of Southwest Airlines' announced acquisition of AirTran Airways. Both airlines are major operators in Ohio. AirTran currently flies out of Port Columbus, Akron, Canton, and Dayton. Southwest flies out of Cleveland Hopkins and Port Columbus. Cordray notes, quote, these are significant carriers that provide important services to Ohio travelers and businesses. For instance, AirTran alone accounts for slightly more than half of the passengers at the Akron-Canton Airport. We are going to examine whether this deal would make those services more expensive or less available, unquote. The antitrust section of the Ohio Attorney General's office operates the Antitrust Review Program, which seeks to protect taxpayers from anti-competitive activity in public projects, of which this is notably not one. Cordray is also the co-chair of the Antitrust Committee of the National Association of Attorneys General. The proposed acquisition of AirTran by Southwest has started drawing comment from labor unions. The Teamsters say they're assembling an experienced team of experts to ensure that members' jobs and interests are protected should the proposed merger be approved by regulators and shareholders. Teamsters Airline Division Director David Bourne says, quote, "Our team of legal and financial experts has extensive experience with mergers and acquisitions and will watch this process carefully so that the interests of our mechanics, flight simulator, and stock clerk members are protected," unquote. The Teamsters represent 430 mechanics and related workers at AirTran and 187 simulator techs and stock clerks at Southwest. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says its primary interest will be to negotiate a transition agreement with Southwest Airlines and to incorporate pilots from the AirTran seniority list onto the Southwest Airlines seniority list. SWAPA President Captain Carl Kowitsky says he's cautiously optimistic but adds, quote, "No stone will be left unturned to protect SWAPA pilots' interests," unquote. Garmin says its HTAWS, short for Helicopter Terrain Awareness and Warning System, has received an STC from the FAA. The technology is available immediately as an option on newly purchased systems or as a field upgrade for current owners. When HTAWS is added to the GNS 430W and 530W navigators, operators will receive graphical and audible alerts of potential terrain and obstacle conflicts along the flight path. MSRP is about $10,000. Still ahead, CFM puts turbine reliability into focus. Caribbean Airlines buys 9 ATR-72s. And if a few geese is bad, 50 million locusts has to be worse. You're listening to Aeronews.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, September 30th. I'm Paul Plack. Much is said about the reliability advantage of turbines over piston engines, but some of the details in a news release from CFM International make the difference really clear. The company was formed in 1974 as a joint venture between Snecma and GE, and the CFM56 engine, introduced in 1982, has been used on several airliners and the U.S. Air Force KC-135. CFM says the fleet has now amassed 500 million flight hours in the 36 years the engine has been around. Regarding reliability, CFM notes the 56 averages 30,000 hours time on wing before a first shop visit, with the highest at 44,000 hours. More than 21,000 of the engines have been delivered to more than 500 operators worldwide. European turboprop manufacturer ATR is reporting a deal with Trinidad and Tobago's Caribbean Airlines for 9 ATR-72-600 aircraft, worth $200 million at list prices, with deliveries to start late next year. The aircraft are configured with 68 seats and equipped with the new ATR-600 series avionics suite and Armonia cabin. The new planes will replace the carrier's current fleet of 5-8-300s while adding new flights linking Trinidad and Tobago and surrounding destinations. Several of the new ATRs will also operate in the route network of Air Jamaica, which was recently acquired by Caribbean Airlines. ATR currently has more than 160 aircraft either in operation or on order, with nearly 30 airlines in the Caribbean and Latin America. And finally, if the thought of encountering Canada geese during climb-out keeps you awake at night, you might want to plug your ears during this story about the current threat to aviation in Australia. The Civil Aviation Safety Authority is warning pilots in the central west and far west regions of New South Wales, northwest Victoria, and the Flinders Range region of South Australia to take precautions against locusts. High-density hatchings have been reported, and the bugs form swarms as large as 50 million insects, with individual swarms covering tens or hundreds of miles. Locust swarms may travel great distances at night. If you fly into one, they can coat your windscreen, clog your pitot tubes, and even obscure your view of the ground. If you're flying in a designated plague area, you could encounter increased aerial spotting and spraying activity, so watch closely for other traffic. And since locusts are a ways down on the food chain, their swarms attract large numbers of birds who like to gorge on the insects. Even if you leave your aircraft parked on the ground, be sure to use covers on your intakes and pitot tubes. If this sounds like a plague of biblical proportions, you're not far off. In fact, if you wind up grounded by a swarm at the FBO, you might feel better if you spend the time reading Exodus 10. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, in Part 3, Phil Boyer ends a conversation about his summer cross-country vacation with a look ahead. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.